Why rules matter? Every family has its own rules, and every country has its own laws. Rules help guide our behaviour. They teach us to be responsible for our actions. They help us become better people. By following the rules, we get the trust and respect of others. Laws are the rules of society. They are very important for a country. Without laws, the world will become a terrible place to live. Here are two famous stories from China about rules. Huang Fuji follows the rule. Huang Fuji was a famous official during the Sui Dynasty, 581 to 618 CE. As a child, he lost his father. He and his mother moved to live with his grandfather. There, he studied with his cousins at the family school. His grandfather was a very strict man. He set a strict rule for his grandchildren. They must complete their homework on time, or they would face punishment. One day, the children went playing after school and forgot to do their homework. Grandfather punished them according to his rule. However, he didn't punish Huang Fuji. The boy was the youngest child and lost his father. He usually behaved well. His cousins were happy for Huang Fuji because he was a good friend to them. However, Huang Fuji felt bad. "I made the same mistake," he thought. "Grandfather didn't punish me because he loves me. But a rule is a rule. I need to take the punishment too." Huang Fuji went to his cousins. "Punish me for Grandpa, please," he said. At first, his cousins thought he was joking. But Huang Fuji was serious. "We all agreed to follow the rule, so I should be punished too." Huang Fuji's words touched his cousins. They gave him the punishment. Later in life, Huang Fuji became a high official of the country. He was famous for his honesty and his courage to admit mistakes. This won him great respect among the people. Shangyang promotes new policies. Shangyang was an official in the state of Qin during the Warring States period, 475 to 221 BCE. To make the state strong, Qin's ruler asked Shangyang to carry out reforms. Shangyang planned to introduce some new policies. But the question was, would the people of Qin trust him and carry out the reforms? Shangyang came up with an idea. He set up a long wooden pole near the south gate of the capital city. This attracted a large crowd. Then he stood in front of them and said loudly, "Please listen, people of Qin. Move this pole to the north gate and you will get 10 pieces of gold." The task was simple and the reward was big. People gathered around the pole, but no one stepped forward. One person said, "Why would he give such a big reward for this? It can't be that simple." Another person nodded, "It's so strange. I don't trust that man." The people didn't believe Shangyang's words, so no one tried to move the pole. "Okay, Now I will give 50 pieces of gold, Shang Yan said loudly. After a while, a man stepped forward from the crowd. Let me try, he said. The man lifted the pole and carried it towards the north gate. A curious crowd followed him. Right after the man reached the north gate, Shang Yang gave this man 50 pieces of gold. From that day on, the people of Qin trusted Shang Yang. As a result, his new policies were quickly accepted by the people. Shang Yang's reforms worked, and Qin grew into a strong state. Rules are important. Both family rules and national laws guide our actions, shape our character, and bring order to our world. We should always remember to follow the rules. Word bank. Behave. Behavior. Courage. Honesty. Mistake. Policy. Punish. Punishment. Reform. Responsible. Reward.